My name is Hillel Frisch. I'm a professor of political science and Middle Eastern studies at Bar Ilan University, Israel. Bar Ilan is Israel's religious university, very similar, for example, to University of Notre Dame or American University. There are many universities, I think, also in Turkey, that are affiliated to religious orders. So Bar Ilan is something like that. All the other universities in Israel are secular. I've published basically on the Middle Eastern conflict, the evolution of the Arab state, and my most recent book is on Israel and its Arab minority that was published with Cambridge University Press in 2011. But certainly religion should render the conflict more humane, more compassionate, identifying the militants and the fighters from the civilian population. If religion and religious dignitaries could do that, something to make the conflict more humanitarian, that would be a great service. But I really don't believe that the basis for us all, which is monotheism, and the belief in the God, the belief in the prophets, and also the sharing of many religious duties that are very similar to all three religions, they in themselves can solve deeply political problems. But they can certainly make the conflict, or render the conflict, more humane. I'll give you an example. For instance, dignitaries have to come out against any shelling or bombing of hospitals, any kind of aggressive action against ambulances, against refugees, against citizens in general, against wanton terrorism, indiscriminate warfare. And of course, there is also a very, very important role that moderate religious leaders can spread, that the conflict is not innately religious. Because the perception that the conflict is religious is in itself something that increases a lot of the conflict. And this is not only between Jews and Arabs. In fact, in the last 20, 30 years, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, or the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict, killed maybe one-tenth of all the people killed. Most of the people killed are between Muslims themselves, Shiites and Sunnis. So if religious dignitaries can come together and just make that statement very forcibly, that the conflict is not religious, that would spare many, many lives and much of the intensity of conflict. It wouldn't do away with conflict, but it would mitigate the conflict considerably. Absolutely, I think that education is very important, and I think that it's beginning to make inroads. This concept that the means are not justified by the ends, and that maybe some even radicals and extremists are thinking twice about maybe attacking indiscriminately. For instance, a good example is that Hamas, for the first time, is beginning to claim, at least, that it's attacking only military installations. It doesn't. Most of its victims so far have been civilian. But the very fact that it's seeking to claim that it's only attacks is already tremendous progress. And if religious dignitaries continue, and religious leaders and people who bear a religious message will promote these kind of statements, it will eventually have a tremendous impact on on maybe on the mitigation of conflict, and possibly in the long run, it's cessation. That basically political problems have to really be resolved through discourse, through negotiations, rather than through war, and that religion provides the basis for such a belief. I think, inshallah, I mean, that would be a great, I think that there are other factors that propel these countries, these nations, also to work with each other. I think one idea is that all these countries share economic a tremendous economic interest that would bolster a certain religious spiritual dimension. Unfortunately, as you probably know, in Turkish history, the religious dimension has also tended to be conflictual. I mean, a lot of the wars in the 19th century between Russia and Turk and the Ottoman Empire, at least on the side of the Russians, was justified on religious grounds. We have to counter history with the true message of religion. We can't deny the history that religion is often used as a basis for conflict, not as a basis for its mitigation. But we have to change course, and we have to find ways of making the spiritual dimension dominate the other dimensions, and when we look at the other dimensions, to understand that the other dimensions can bolster this basic spiritual position. And I really think that for the first time in the history of mankind, there are other dimensions that will bolster this basic spiritual position. I'll give you an example. I think you would agree with me that the Ottoman Empire, in its initial history, was based on conquest. And Ottoman Empire became wealthy over conquest. Today, war is purely a losing proposition. There's nothing to be gained by war. I'll give you a stellar example. Many say, I disagree, but there are many say that the intent of the American intervention in Iraq was to gain control of Iraqi oil. Well, meanwhile, since the American invasion, Iraqi oil has reaped $100 billion of revenue. But the Americans expended $1 trillion in occupying Iraq and trying to give a measure of democracy to that country. It was a losing proposition. No businessman would ever get into it. So the idea of war making is innately irrational, and in addition to it being not spiritual and contrary to the basic message of the three monotheistic faiths, and probably any other faith. That's one dimension. The other dimension is democracy. I mean, today, life is too complex to have any other kind of regime but democracy. The only exception is an exception, China, but we don't know for how long. But in most other societies, if you don't have the feedback mechanisms that democracy provides, then you're going to end up with a failed state. And what is democracy? Democracy is the resolution of conflict through peaceful means. And since democracies, because they're internally, they resolve conflicts through internal means, they also tend to think like that in their external relations between states. So once again, there's a very important dimension, the regime dimension, that bolsters the basic spiritual message of religions. These didn't exist in the past. They exist today. I mean, I think that Turkey was a stellar, was an excellent example of that. But because Turkey has become more democratic, business groups came to Erdogan, I think, even business groups that support AKP, business groups that have a spiritual dimension to them, that that are closely linked to Islamic orders and conservative, devout people, and they told him, we're a modern economy, we can't go to war against another state with an international dimension. What is it going to do to our finances, to our exports, to our tourism, 32 million people? I mean, these considerations didn't exist 150, 200 years ago. And it worked. These people were probably able to bring a spiritual message. I think every Jew would certainly engage that kind of yes. perception, and we have a very the Jews have a very, very fine perception of the Ottoman Empire and the Turks, because, as you said, they gave us refuge from persecution, yes. and Europe and Jewish communities flourished under the Ottoman Empire, and I'm not sure many Turks know this, but the Jews were persecuted by their Christian neighbors when they attained independence from the Ottomans, because the Jews were closely supported the Ottoman Empire to which they belonged. So we have common bonds, and it's the same. It's the same thing for Egypt and Russia. In Russia, we have a more problematic relationship, but we don't forget that the Soviet Union freed the camps from the Holocaust at the end of the Holocaust. They fought the war against Nazi Germany and defeated it. I think education is truly important, and the message against radicalism and the message against these people's monopoly of thinking over religion, which is almost what we have now in many parts of the Muslim world, especially in the Arab world, really has to come to an end. Voices like yourselves have to be heard and propagated, and I think that's great. And we also have to work on our extremists, and although I think they're a much smaller group, and they don't dominate in the intellectual scene in the same way that the radicals do so in the Arab world. But I think it's bearing fruit. I think what people like yourselves are doing is bearing fruit, and there is a comeback of the true moderate Islamic religion that stressed the unity of faith rather than its differences. I hope so. I pray for that every day, that the wolf lives with the lamb in peace. And that's a hadith. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
I've been to Turkey often, and I've always enjoyed Turkey and the Turkish people, and I wish them peace and prosperity forever.